I just wanted to share a few words about Shavuos. I don't know if you're aware, but the Gemara that Rav Yitz mentioned a few minutes ago, as well as some really fascinating Gemaras about Shavuos, they all appear in Maseches Pesachim. Shavuos didn't get its own Masechta. Okay, I mean, there is a Masechta Shavuos, but it's not about Shavuos. It's about taking vows. So Maseches Shavuos didn't get its own Masechta. And in Pesachim, we have a little bit of a discussion. So if you look on Samach Chesam at Beis, so first we see the Gemara that we were told about a minute ago. The Gemara says here, we're around two-fifths of the way down. There's two dots, Rabbi Yoshua Letayme, Damar Simchas Yontav Dami Mitzvahi. Detanya, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Ein lo la'adna biyontav, ela o ochel v'shose, o yoshe v'shone. On Yontav, you have two options. You either eat and drink, or you sit and you learn. Rabbi Eliezer is very black and white. Either your holidays are spiritual experiences or they're physical experiences. Those are your options. Rabbi Yoshua says, what are you talking about? Chalkehu, split it. Chetzi l'achila, b'shtiyah v'chetzi l'beis ha-medrash. Half for God and half for you. So eat half and learn half. Okay, then the Gemara learns where they get them from. Now the Gemara says a few lines later. Amr of Elazar, hakol modim be'atzeres deba'ina nami lachem. Even though there's a machlokes, in general, does a yontif require that you have some type of physical enjoyment, or can it be purely spiritual? Let's say a person, okay, a lot of us would probably opt for eating. But let's say a person says, I would like to spend all of yontif just learning and davening, no eating. So during yontif, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have that option on a regular yontif. But Rabbi Lozer says, not on Shavuos though. On Shavuos, everyone holds you need a little bit of lachem. Why? Yom Shnitna Bo Torah. Which is very interesting. I would have thought on the day the Torah was given, of all days where it's most appropriate to be fully towards God, I would think that that would be Shavuos. I mean, Shavuos is the day we got the Torah. You would think that the real way to do it is you sit all night. You don't sit there eating. You sit there and you steig away and you learn. And yet we're told that of all days, this is the day where we have to have a component of the day which is dedicated to physical pleasure. And there's a famous Beis HaLevi on this. The Beis HaLevi quotes the Gemara that says, the Chazal that tell us on Shabbos about Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim got into a big argument about who is Torah Shaykh to. The Malachim said, what are you giving it to people for? Let it stay up here in Shemayim with us. Moshe Rabbeinu was an excellent lawyer. And he right away starts saying, really, do you have parents? Because it's a mitzvah kibud avayim. Do you eat? Because there's lots of halachos about eating and about treifos and about kashros. The malachim had to give in and say, you know what, you're right. The Torah is human. The Torah speaks to humanity. It's not shayach to us. So on the day that we receive the Torah, we need to highlight our humanity. That was our schus to getting the Torah. The fact that we're human, so we eat. That's the Beis HaLevi. I would also just add to, you know, I don't think it contradicts, that the reason we eat is because Torah is not, and this has what to do with the Rambam that we learned about the Derech HaMemutza, Torah is not supposed to make you into a fanatic. That's not what Torah is about. I once read in a book, someone wrote that Judaism is not a wide-eyed religion. What do I mean by, what is it? What did he mean by wide-eyed? He means like fanatic. Judaism is not a fanatic religion. So we're not going to celebrate Torah, which is what makes us an Am. Right? Rav Sadia Gaon famously said, that what makes us an Am is not the fact that we live in Israel. What makes us an Am is not the fact that we have a shared history, which we do to a major degree. What makes us an Am is our dedication to Torah. You know what? A ger doesn't share our history, and he's just as much a Jew as the rest of us. And his children, for sure, have the same status as every Jewish child that's born. Because what makes us Jews is our dedication to Torah. And if the Torah highlights what it means to be a Jew, so we eat because Judaism is not a fanatic religion. And Hashem doesn't want us to be fanatic. He wants us, if you remember the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam that we saw in the Perush Mishnayos, is he wants us to be tiv'i. He wants us to be normal and natural. And that's the mission that we learned recently in Pirkei Avos. That in l'cha ben chorin ela misha osek b'torah. Torah is not something that cuts off from us opportunities. It's something that enriches our lives. It actually frees us. Everyone else in the world are slaves to their taivas and to what society dictates. Think about it. You have a whole wardrobe of clothing, and then somebody in Paris decides that, you know, tight is out and now baggy's back in. So you all go and you take your tight pants and your tight shirts and you sell all of it, or you throw it in the garbage. You go out and you buy baggy clothing because someone in Paris decided that that's the style. It's crazy. But you're a slave. So you're going to work away and you're going to work for hours to make enough money in order to buy the car that some commercial is dictating to you is what's going to make you happy. So we want to show that Torah is very normal and a Torah lifestyle is not fanatical. And that's why everyone agrees you got to have good sudas on Shavuos. Okay, that's the beginning of the Gemara here on Samaches. The Gemara then continues and has a very beautiful idea. On 6 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines in the Gemara. Around 11 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, second word in the word is Rav. Rabbi Yosef, biyoma da'atzarta. So Rabbi Yosef, on the day of Shavuos, he used to say, avdi le'egla tilsa. He used to, you know, say, prepare me a really geshmak, fatty meal. Why? He wanted to really celebrate. Says, I want to celebrate. You know why? Because if it wasn't for this day, I'd be like every other Joe, right? Every other Yosef in the street. I'd be like every other Yosef in the street. What's the difference between that Yosef who hangs out in the street and me, Rav Yosef? It's the Torah that I've learned. And it's also such a beautiful idea. He celebrated, and this adds another level of why we have to celebrate and have a meal. Because we have to realize that Torah is what saves us. It turns us from being just a stam person into being something great, into helping us overachieve and to become the greatest we that we can be. And Rav Yosef celebrated that. He said, what makes me special is all the Torah that I've learned. And I want to end with one last Gemara here, which is just so mind-blowing. The Gemara here says, Rav Sheish is called Tzlosin Yomin Mehadulei Talmudei. Every 30 days, he would chazer all of his learning. And then he would stand by the doorway and he would start singing. And he would say, Chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi. And he would start to say, oh, I'm so great. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Why? And he would say, L'cha karisi, l'cha tanoi. L'cha karoi, l'cha tanoi. For you, meaning for myself. He was singing to himself. For you I learned, for you I learned. Meaning, I'm so excited because look what Torah has accomplished for me. Look how much I've grown. Look how great I've become because of Torah. So he would sit and do a whole dance and a whole jig every time he would chazer his learning because he would realize how much the Torah has given him. So asks the Gemara, whoa, that's like a little self-centered, isn't it? Eni, is that really true? Didn't Rav Elazar teach that Torah is what gets the world going? Meaning, why are you looking at Torah, Rav Sheshes, as this amazing tool that turned you into a great person? Shouldn't you be thinking more about Klal Yisrael, about mankind? Shouldn't you be celebrating the fact that you gave Kiyum to the world? If it wasn't for your learning, the Torah would disappear. The world would disappear, excuse me. We know, we quoted this the other day, Nefesh HaChayim. If it stops learning, the world will disappear. Yom HaShishi, all of my sabrachus was totally on Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. So what in the world does Rav Sheishis mean when he says, oh, Torah is so amazing, it made me into such a great person? Think a little bigger. Think outside of yourself, Rav Sheishis. Look at what Torah does for the world. So says the Gemara, that's true. But me'ikara ki avid inish adaitei denav sheik avid. When a person first starts, though, you can't educate him, sit and learn Torah because you're going to make the world a better place. That's not going to work. You know, you have to get someone started. You have to help them understand how Torah is going to make him greater. Okay, you know what? Maybe one day he'll get to this madrega where he realizes what he's doing for the world. But Rav Sheshes, apparently, was still holding in a level where he said, you know what? I'm still focusing on what Torah is going to do for me. There are greater hasagas. There are greater accomplishments. And maybe there is a greater perspective on this. But you also have to be realistic about who you are. And it's much, much more incredible than this. Because if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't have the word me'ikara. He says, Iker, ki ovid inish lenafshe ovid. Not that that's how you need to start, but that that's the Iker. The Iker perspective is focus on your own growth. Don't focus on these highfalutin ideas. And I heard this once from Rav Lopiansky. Someone sent me a shiur a bunch of years ago. I heard him say this. You know, there's a certain reality here that these girsos are highlighting. And this is not exactly the way he said it. What he said, he was talking about the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. And he was saying that, you know, people always speak about, oh, I'm learning in order to bring more Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. I'm learning. I'm doing mitzvahs l'shma because I'm going to, you know, everyone has these very highfalutin ideas and these very lofty ideas of what they're doing. And that's all true. But you also have to be honest with yourself. You can't fool yourself. You have to realize that the idea of lo lishma is not only allowed, it's not only admissible, but it's important. And that people are driven when they see how something benefits them. The example I gave to one of the guys in the shiur that I was talking to with last night is that a Rebbe giving a shiur or a person who goes out and does chesed. When you go out and do chesed and you spend 3 hours visiting people in the old age home and you mamish make their day so happy. So that's a tremendous mitzvah. Now part of it, isn't it that you feel good about yourself afterwards? Does that take away from it? I give a shiur and right now, you know, 20 minutes ago, you were all like flipping your pens. Because we're in the middle of the sugya, so you're half listening. But now everyone's looking at me. So I must be saying something good. So what, I don't feel a little bit good about the fact that I see that I have a raptured audience? Of course I feel a little bit good about myself. And you know what? Because I feel good about myself today, so I'm going to prepare a good shiur for Sunday as well. Oh, so you're not really doing it lishma? So I don't know what that means, not doing it lishma. This is what I said also, that the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, everything was either emes and sheker. Everything was black and white. Either you were doing things lishma or you weren't doing things lishma. But we live in a world of Eitz Hadas tov v'ra. Tov and ra are relative terms. What's good for me is not good for you. And that relativity introduced another element to man, and that is that we are now this big mix. The Chazal tell us that light and darkness work bi'erbuvia in the world, right? Bein hashmashos. What does that mean, bein hashmashos? There's elements of day and there's elements of night. We all are bein hashmashos people. What does that mean? I'm doing something and it's 90, I'm davening with kavana and it's 90% lishma. But you know what? There's a 10% there that realizes that the guys behind me are watching and thinking, wow, he's really frum. Does that postulate? So if it's 95% so that people think you're frum, and 5% because you care about davening, so that's not so great. But if it's 95% because you want to daven, and 5% because people think that you're great, I'm not so sure that that's bad. I'm actually pretty sure that that's not bad. Oh, but it's not fully lishma? Okay, let's be realistic. Who's fully lishma about anything? We're human. Human beings have lots of different things going on in their head. When I help someone, I try very much to do it because I really want to help them. But is it possible if I think that they probably think I'm a good guy because I'm helping? No, you know what? That encourages me to keep doing acts of goodness. And I think the battle is not to be lishma versus not lishma. The battle is to take your 65.3% lishma and move it up to 64%. And then a little bit later in life, move it up to 64.5%. By athletes and sports players, their pinnacle in life, their prime is when they're 28, 29, and the rest of their life is just downhill. And they sit there talking about the glory days when they were amazing when they were 28. For Ovdei Hashem, our pinnacle, our peak, is hopefully the day we die. Hashem gives us 80 years, 90 years, 120 years, because he wants each day to grow onto the next. And you know what? The more you work, the more lishma you'll become. So the Gemara says Meikara. And you know what? Maybe Rav Sheshes is still holding by Meikara. Because you got to keep working on yourself. And you know what? You can't ignore the fact that the Torah has made you into a great person. Are there higher ideals like keeping the world going? Like Omole Torah Lonus Kaimu Shamayim Va'aretz? Of course there are. And will you tap into that a little bit more? You think Rav Sheshes wasn't thinking that at all? Of course he was. But it was all part of this package. And if you learn the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, said it's not just that that's how you're supposed to start off, but maybe throughout your life, there has to be this recognition of the reality of who you are. There's a famous story they say that one of the Hasidim was visiting his Rebbe for Shabbos or for Yontiv, and he wanted to really impress his Rebbe. So during the Suda, he announced, like nice and loud, the Chomet Shabbos Koidish, as he took a bite of, you know, the soup, of the steak, whatever it was. So the Rebbe, in response, said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So he took a bite and he said, L'chavod my big belly. Now, what was the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe was saying, come on, be real, be honest. You're not eating that steak, L'chavod Shabbos. Now, what, you think the guy wasn't eating it, L'chavod Shabbos Kodesh? Of course he was. But when you talk such a frum game, so you need to be reminded, I don't doubt that there's 30% for Shabbos, 40% for Shabbos, 60% for Shabbos. But the Rebbe was saying, yeah, but by me, you should know, part of the steak is for Shabbos, but part of the steak was for this belly right here, because this belly likes steak. And you should never forget the human side of Avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean that you don't strive for greatness. It doesn't mean you don't strive for absolute lishma. But it also means that you're not critical of low lishma. And that perhaps is part of the Amkus of the Gemara here, that Rav Sheshes says, you know what? I know I'm doing great things. And I don't doubt that Rav Sheshes was trying to be fully lishma. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for Klal Yisrael. I'm doing this for mankind. But he still danced and said, yeah, but this is also making me great. You know, the Mesilas Yesharim writes that when a person raises himself up, he raises the rest of the world with him. So every time you make yourself better, Mamela, you make the whole world better. You know, it's like on a sports team. You know, you tell the point guard to work on his dribbling, or you tell the center to work on his positioning in the middle. By him becoming better personally, the team becomes better. He doesn't have to have kavanas for the team. He just has to work on making himself better. Rav Yisrael Salanter said, you know, when I was young, I was planning on changing the world. When I got older, I realized I can't do that, so I'll change my city. So when I got older, I realized I can't do that. I'll try and change my family. I got really old. I realized, you know what, Halavai, I can make myself a better person. And if I make myself a better person, it'll make my family a better people. It'll make my town a better town. It'll make the world a better place. So that's our avoda. And each one of us has the opportunity, this Shavuos, to put in some extra hours. No one's watching. When you stay up, and you know what, it's going to be hard to stay up until the morning. I understand that. But to put in those extra hours, and to sit and to learn when nobody's watching or not so many people are watching, and to say, you know what? I'm gaining tremendously from this learning, and I hope that I'll be adding a lot to the world as well. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should all have a tremendous Kabbalas HaTorah. You have to, everyone agrees, you have to have a portion that's for you as well. So you should all enjoy, have some good meals, enjoy Shavuos, but also have some learning. And Mirtz Hashem, we should see each other after Shavuos. We should see each other in real life in Yerushalayim. But if that doesn't happen, so we should at least see ourselves recharged here on Zoom, ready for another week of learning. Okay, everyone should have a great Shabbos and a great Yontif.